This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
If you've watched any TV or YouTube in the past few weeks, chances are you've come across the incredible Paralympics promo video called We're the Superhumans, created by the UK's Channel 4. It features the song Yes I Can, performed by an amazing orchestra of musicians who all have some kind of disability. The drummer's an American guy who drums with his feet. There's a trumpeter with one arm, a double bass player who has a prosthetic hand, and the singer, the magnificent Tony D, who sings from his wheelchair. He's a guy from Brisbane, and he's a man of Christian faith too, and he is on the phone now to chat with us. Welcome, Tony.
Thanks, Claire.
Now, the song Yes I Can, I want to talk about that. That was first made famous by Sammy Davis Jr., and that's kind of your favourite genre of music, I believe.
Yeah, the swing era, the Rat Pack, my kind of music, that I like to sing anyway. I do like to listen to other types, but that's my favourite.
Had you sung this one before?
No, I hadn't heard of it before this year.
And it's kind of a song about empowerment, really. As a man with a physical disability, did it have a special resonance singing those lyrics?
Yeah. It, I'm sure, had a meaning for Sammy Davis Jr. as well, because it actually refers to him being a skinny little coloured guy, and he could do things in spite of that. And even though he was nervous, even though he was afraid, he could have a go.
I heard that you were discovered and approached for this role by some producers. How did it all begin? What was the first you heard of this?
I got a Facebook message at first saying that these people wanted to make an ad for the Paralympics, and I talked about it with my wife. I said, not sure if these people are for real or not. She said, yeah, well, you never know, so let's go for it. They emailed me the song and said, would you like to learn it and do an audition video?
Did you know how big this might become?
No, I didn't. That was one of the things when I got over there after the first few days, finding out what it was all about. I had thought, A, that I'd be doing a lot of singing in front of this band, which didn't turn out to be the case anyway, because I recorded it on the first work day there, and then the rest of it was just pretending to sing in front of the camera, basically.
Yep.
But then also the size of the thing, I thought there'll be possibly millions of people watching the ad on TV in Britain, but they'll be thinking, well, who's this guy in the wheelchair anyway? But Channel 4 created a series of backstories on myself and some of the musos and athletes, and they're also available on YouTube and Channel 4's Facebook page. And between those two platforms, there's been more than 36 million hits.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I guess being a guy from Brisbane singing small events, did you, you probably never expected to be quite this famous.
No, not at all.
Where did you travel to do the filming?
There were a lot of locations we went to in and around London. About 65 locations are involved in the video.
You're in some incredible places. Tell me if I'm wrong, but it looks like they had you rolling down a slope and they had you crashing through a window and playing in the middle of a racetrack with a stunt car doing burnouts just a few metres away from you. Did you really do all those things?
There was a bit of 21st century trickery for cinema. But I also had a stunt double.
Right.
Going down the ramp right at the beginning was a bit of a trick.
Okay,
That was my stunt double. And also going through that plate glass window.
Okay.
So
that's quite a relief.
Putting the helmet on.
Yep.
But after that, it's my stunt double. You mentioned the scene on the road. Well, that was actually two shots, one with just me and one with the group. So in my shot, I'm actually connected to the back of a truck. Because they wanted me to have my tie flapping behind me. They actually had a guy standing on the back of a truck with a leaf blower aimed at me.
That's
this is
awesome.
A bitterly cold day as
Oh, dear.
So I wasn't impressed. I said, is there a heat setting on this thing? No, there wasn't.
The price of fame.
Yeah.
And did you meet a lot of the other musicians and athletes?
More so, I met the musos. Many of the musicians stayed at the same hotel, and so we hang out together socially and go to dinner after a long day in front of the camera, and got to know a few of them really well.
I also wanted to ask you about the basketball court scene with all those wheelchair basketballers just kamikaze crashing into one another. Were you on the court with them at the time, or was that another sort of trick of the camera?
That was all real, and it wasn't too unfamiliar to me because I played wheelchair basketball for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, the only difference is I'm just casually cruising around there in a suit.
Yeah, the contrast of you just rolling on by while the other guys are having monumental crashes is quite entertaining. What do you think that this means for the singing side of your career now? What's next for you, do you think?
I've certainly got a few opportunities coming up out of this, not least of which I'm travelling to Sydney in October to welcome back the Paralympians and doing the same thing a week later in Brisbane.
Okay, so that'll be quite a thrill.
Other gigs too.
Yep. What's the response been from the public, the feedback?
Yeah, people are pretty amazed. I still like watching people who haven't seen it before and watch the jaws drop, especially when in that first scene you see Alvin, the Canadian drummer, and you don't know at first that he's playing the drums with his feet, but then you realise that, yeah, hang on, this isn't within the ordinary.
Mm. Yeah, he's quite incredible. What kind of a guy was he to meet and get to know?
Oh, he's a wonderful guy. Yeah, he comes from Canada. He is a professional motivational speaker and very positive in his own personal life as well.
Mm. Do you feel that this promotion is changing people's attitudes towards disability?
Well, I don't know yet, but I certainly hope so. It's been mentioned that it is an ad for social change, not just an ad about sports.
Mm.
It involves people from all walks of life who have disabilities, but you could even stretch the application so that it is for anyone who faces any sort of challenge.
Yes, definitely. It's very inspiring. Just having a watch of that video this morning encouraged me, so it gives you a real boost. Now, I'm interested to know, what's your day job, Tony?
I work for Queensland Baptists in the finance area.
Okay. Do you think that singing could ever get big enough to overtake your career?
It could do one day. I'm 47 now. I don't feel like I'm getting any younger. Even early this year, I was thinking about slowing down at the office a little bit, even before this really got launched.
I'm interested to ask in relation to your disability. I believe you have spina bifida, is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Have you always relied on a wheelchair to get around since childhood, or did that come later in life?
Well, within childhood, I got around mostly on crutches. When I was younger and at school, first years of primary school. Then I moved to a bigger school, and it became more convenient to get around in a wheelchair because of the bigger distances. So I was about 9 years old at that stage.
And you mentioned before that you worked for the Baptist Church. So I really want to touch on your Christian faith. You're active in a church in Brisbane. Can you tell us a little bit about your faith journey?
Basically, I grew up with Christian parents and went through a period of wandering or maybe not really understanding the personal relationship with God and just sort of trying to follow a bunch of rules, which the more I tried to follow, the worse I got at it. And one day I heard a message about people trying to live the Christian life without Christ, and that basically hit me between the eyes, because that was what I was doing, trying to do it all on my own. So, yeah, things became more personal with God after that, and a bit later I had an encounter at a retreat that helped me to see how unconditional and just forever God's love is for me, how infinite it is, and without any sort of need to earn it. So I've just moved on from there onwards and upwards.
That's really wonderful. I'd also like to ask, how do you think your Christian faith has contributed to the way that you've handled your disability through your life?
Probably in the beginning stages, I didn't cope that well, and I thought that maybe I wasn't on God's, you know, best liked people list. But yeah, after that encounter I mentioned, I really knew that God loved me, and that included my disability, that included everything about me. Knowing you've got a God on your side who loves you and is for you and wants you to thrive, it makes it a lot easier to attempt things and be brave.
Well, I just want to thank you very much for your time and I look forward to hearing more of you and what you're doing and particularly your singing. Maybe we'll get to say hi to you when you're in Sydney in October.
Yeah, I'd like to encourage everybody to come out to the parade if they've got the day off work or something. Mm. And support the Paralympians.